Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustina. With us, as he is each Tuesday, Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, David.
The Times Union Center and County Executive Dan McCoy backing a $13.1 million plan, and you're going to tell us what it is now.
Yeah, it's being called a facelift for the Times Union Center. That's the 25-year-old sports and entertainment facility in downtown Albany that is owned by the county. In 2006, the Times Union contracted to have naming rights. Before that, it was called the Pepsi Arena, and before that, it was called the Knickerbocker Arena. Well, now, under a plan being backed by the county executive, the front atrium, which is the main entrance from South Pearl Street, would be reconfigured and become a heated indoor space, allowing fans to queue up and buy concessions in a climate-controlled area before going into the main arena. The project would include 2,800 feet of new space for the news media on the mezzanine. The lack of space for NCAA tournament size news media contingents has been cited in the past as one of the reasons why Albany has been unable to repeat its 2003 bid to host an NCAA March Madness tournament. Back in 2003, it hosted the men's Sweet 16, and it would like to do that again. The $13.1 million plan would also create an all-season indoor garden with new amenities and more meeting space, and keeping all the existing retail space on South Pearl Street. The existing six escalators would be replaced by two, plus an ornamental glass elevator would be added. It would also have some new LED screens on the facade facing out to Pearl Street. Officials said that it could be akin to those in Times Square and broadcast images of major news events and events going on inside the arena. The upgrades are supposed to be paid for through bonding and a share of the tax on hotels in Albany County, and it's all closely tied to the $66.5 million downtown convention center, which is under construction just west of the arena and will be linked with the Times Union Center. The county executive called it a transformative project that will change the face of the Times Union Center and complement the new Civic Center. Now it's up to the county legislature to approve it. They considered it last night, and they've tabled it, waiting for some more information, but we'll be hearing more about it, I'm sure.
We've been talking with Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union. For more on this story, or more, you can go to timesunion.com or simply pick up a copy of the paper. Mike, thanks so much.
Thank you, Dave.